Chapter 4, Mishnah 4, Shosin Alagas, a person can drink wine if they're standing over the wine press. You'll remember we discussed in Chapter 1, Mishnah 7, the structure of a wine press, that it had an upper area where the grapes were put, and people used to tread on the grapes there and squash them, and then the juice would flow out of the grapes through a conduit into a lower wine press, where they would let it settle and then remove the sediment, etc., and that's how they would extract the juice out of the grapes to make the wine. It says this Mishnah, when a person is standing in that upper wine press, he can drink wine. He can drink there. He can drink the grape juice that's coming out of the grapes, because at that point it is not yet liable, its work is not complete, and therefore is allowed a snack from it because its work is not complete. And this is bein ala chamin bein ala tzoinen, whether he mixes the grape juice or the wine with warm or cold water. Pater, he doesn't have to tie that first to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Tzadok mechav, he disagrees. He says one would be liable to tithe if he was drinking over the press. And the reason being that he's worried that if you take the vessel and drink outside the press, then that would not be okay, because now if the wine is taken out of the wine press, it would become liable to tithing and a person can no longer snack. So he's worried you might walk out of the wine press with a glass, and therefore he forbades you from drinking even inside the wine press. The Chomim Omrim, the rabbis disagree. Ala chamin chayev, ala tzonen pater. The rabbis say if the wine is mixed with cold water, you don't have to worry. But if it's mixed with warm water, then a person must tithe it, even if he drinks it inside the press. And the reason being that if he pours back the remainder at that point, it would spoil the remainder of the wine, and such mixing would therefore render the wine tithable. He's not going to pour back the wine mixed with warm water, and therefore, because he's not going to pour it back, that action of pouring warm water in is going to make the wine already liable for truma and masa.